This is Changing the Rules, a podcast about designing the life you want to live. Hosted by Casey Dempster and Ray Lowe, the luckiest guy in the world.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Changing the Rules, a podcast about change and transition. I'm Casey Dempster, and I have my co-host, Ray Lowe, with me. And we are speaking to you from beautiful downtown Woodbury, New Jersey. And, of course, helping us along, we have the best engineer in the world, Taylor. And we have some interesting guests that we'll get to, too. A point about the podcast. We believe that most people really resist change, and it's because they're very uncomfortable with it. It's unfamiliar, and they're afraid. And we believe that if you feel that you are in control of the change to any extent, that it makes it a little bit more comfortable and it can go more smoothly for you. And our next belief is that just because things have always been done a certain way doesn't mean you have to continue doing them that way, and that you need to consider changing the rules sometimes to make them fit you so that you can control what's going on around you. So do you want to add anything to that?
Yeah,
right?
Let's break some rules today, right? Okay, this whole concept of we have too many rules in life, okay? You know, we started out, our parents gave us rules, you know, and we talked about this last week, but, you know, don't run with scissors, you know, don't cross the street between parked cars, you know, and then we went to school and the school gave us rules, and then we went to church and the church gave us rules. And, you know, part of it is rules are restrictive, if you think about it. So the whole name of the game here is to think about what your rules need to be and to adopt your set of rules. I mean, we all need a structure in life. We all need some order. We all need kind of a code to live by. But it should be our life, not somebody else's. Mm-hmm. So we're going to talk today about actually a couple of interesting things, because I've been doing some research. So as Casey will
attest.
I'm an old geezer, okay? And, you know, one of the things
I tell him regularly.
Yeah, one of the things that I've been doing is trying to figure out where I want to live and what I want to do. And one of the amazing things that I found is I thought I had this all figured out.
Uh-huh.
Okay? So here I was a financial advisor for years. I helped people plan their lives, okay? And we had our plan, too. So about 12 years ago, Sandy and I moved into an over 55 community. We love our house, okay? And we thought this was where we were going to stay for the rest of our lives. Okay. Mm-hmm. And we went out and got a long-term care program. And it wasn't insurance in this case because we decided we didn't want to have to make decisions as we went along. What we did was we got an at-home care, a Cadillac company in New Jersey, who would come into our house and take care of us when we needed help, mm-hmm. including providing a live-in if we needed that level of care.
Mm-hmm.
So here we are. We're thinking we're done, right?
Yeah.
Wrong.
And then he started looking around, and I was thinking, what's going on? And I said, Ray, why? I thought your plan was to stay in your house until they took you out feet first. So why are you starting to look at all these other places?
Well, we started to look at what we wanted our lifestyle to be here. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that we did, which may have been a mistake, is we moved into our over 55 community when we were both working.
Mm-hmm.
And so we didn't utilize the community.
Right.
You know, we kind of knew who everybody was. We'd show up at an event every once in a while, but we didn't get into the day-to-day activities.
Mm-hmm.
And then when Sandy actually retired, she actually did that. And I will never retire, but I slowed down a bit, and we started looking at what was the lifestyle that we wanted to have. What were the activities that we wanted to have? What did we want to immerse ourselves in? Where were our friends going to come from? What kind of new relationships did we want to build up?
Mm-hmm.
And we decided that maybe what we had is not where we want to be. So this gets back to our concept of, you know, the idea is make a plan. And anytime you try and get somebody to make a life plan, they look at you and say, but, you know, I don't know how long my life's going to be. I don't know any of these things. How the heck can I make a plan?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
All right. And what we realized is that's not an excuse not to make a plan. You make the plan and you allow for events to change and for flexibility. And the plan actually becomes a journey.
Right. Because life's a journey.
Yes. So one of the things that we've been looking at is do we want to move into something that's called a continuing care community? Okay. And we started nosing around at these things, and they're gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you look at the apartment or housing units that you could live in, and they're every bit as nice as what we've got in our over 55 community.
Mm-hmm.
And we have, they have people in there that have different things they want to do, and they have activities all over the place, and they have things like meals, so you don't have to cook, okay? And all of these great things. And then as we looked around, we found out that every one of these communities is somewhat different. It has its own culture. And what's right for somebody is not going to be right for somebody else.
Right.
And part of what we're going to explore in our Friends Connection conference, and Chris, say hi.
Hello.
Okay. Chris is going to talk about that
a little later.
About that later, yes. And right now we're going to have Annie. Annie, just say hi for a minute.
Hello.
And Phil, say hi.
Hello.
Okay. That's all you're done. Okay.
That's my podcast voice.
Right? That's right.
It was good, by the way.
Thank you.
It was good.
Thank you.
So they are at a wonderful place called Medford Lees.
In Medford, New Jersey.
In Medford, New Jersey. And they have an answer to this continuing care concept that is unique and different. And it's got a whole lot of great options to it. And I think what I'd like to start with, and I don't
know. Well, Ray, could we take a quick break first?
Again?
I wrote it down for you.
All right, take a break.
You're listening to Changing the Rules with Casey Dempster and Ray Lowe, the luckiest guy in the world. We will be right back with more exciting information.
All right. So we're back. That
right.
was a quick break.
Yes.
All right. So I don't know whether Annie or Phil want to answer this question, but, you know, one of the stigmas about these continuing care communities, and it's a reason that people steer away from them, is they think it's an end of life kind of a thing. And although in a sense it is, I certainly am not looking at it this way. This is a way to live a life every day in a very positive way. And, you know, I saw somebody sent me a cartoon. It was Charlie Brown and Snoopy.
Mm-hmm.
And Charlie Brown's looking out into the distance and he's saying, you know, you only live life once.
I've heard that.
And Snoopy responds and he says, no, you only die once. You live life every day.
Well, that's good true.
One. Good point.
Okay.
I like that.
Yeah. So,
that's
so
why I love Snoopy.
Annie or Phil, you can, you know, hit each other. You can do whatever you want to do. But start, let's talk about this. It's not an end of life thing. And then let's build into what it is.
Yeah, it's definitely not an end of life thing. It's the next chapter in your particular adventure. And so many people have that stigma of the old days, like the snake pit with Olivia de Havilland,
oh,
where,
yeah.
you know, it's just such a terrible concept. And it's really not like that.
Yeah.
It's, first of all, it's whatever you want to make it. So if you have the right attitude about what your next adventure is going to be, it's going to be fantastic.
Right. And I think one of the things that happens is that people always referred to it back generations ago as the nursing home.
The home.
People were already in a situation where they physically probably could not stay in their house or should not stay in their house. So that's where their concept is coming from. And then nowadays people refer to everything as assisted living. And it's not assisted living.
Right, right.
I mean, it's there, but you're not necessarily starting out there.
Correct. Well, at our community at Medford Lees, you do have to come in through independent living.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to come in when you're young enough to enjoy it. You want to come in when you can enjoy all of the activities, still continue with your outside interests as well as developing interests inside.
Yeah. And I think, you know, the peace of mind is the concept that really ties CCRCs or continuing care retirement communities together. And the fact that you're coming in independently, You can live your life the way you want to live it.
Mm-hmm.
You want to participate in the activities that we have at Medford Lees? That's great. If not, that's fine too. If you want to leave for a vacation, you can do that. You have all those abilities. And if you want to go outside, we have nature. We're on a beautiful nature preserve in Arboretum at Medford Lees,
nice.
Which is really unique. And it's just a beautiful setting. You can partake in that too, if nature is your thing, for instance. But the benefit of peace of mind, we can talk a little bit about that too, Ray. That's the concept behind the CCRCs.
Yeah, and you can have a kayak, and you have a trail that allows you to carry your kayak down to the river and do your thing.
More than one trail. How about miles of trails over 250 acres? That's our nature preserve, the Barton Arboretum and Nature Preserve.
Yeah. Lovely.
Nature is literally on your doorstep at Medford Lees.
You know, let's talk a little bit about, you guys have done something really interesting and special in that you actually have two campuses.
Yes.
And they're different, right? Mm-hmm. So why don't you talk about the differences between them and why you have the two different campuses?
So our Lumberton campus, which is 5 miles away from the main campus in Medford, that, if you think of that as more of a 55 plus kind of neighborhood where you've got 1, 2, and 3 bedroom townhomes, garages, full basements, and it looks like a regular little neighborhood on a street. Mm-hmm. But yet you can go into that community with or without the life care plan, which is what Medford Lees has. And then most of the people on our on the Lumberton campus will actually come over to Medford and volunteer during the week. You know, whether it's volunteering in our thrift shop or the gift shop, maybe pushing wheelchairs from assisted living down to the fitness center, many different ways that they can help out. And then the main campus, we have 3 different neighborhoods as well, 2 different types of homes, townhomes and ranchers, and then full service apartments, garden apartments. But everybody has the ability to have a garden at their footsteps if they're a gardener. And most of the people that come to Medford Lees are very interested in nature and gardening.
Bird watching.
Yes.
Well, I think you have some very definite advantages over a whole lot of things. You know, one, you're located pretty close to the mainstream of Cherry Hill, New Jersey. And so there's shopping there. There's, you know, everything you can want in life is there. Okay. And I noticed, I know some people in your 55 group, your Lumberton kind of a thing, and that's what they do. They bought in more so, I think, for the over 55 community aspect than the continuing care kind of a thing. And they're living life just like they did in their home, except they don't have to take care of the house. You know, you don't have to have a handyman. You don't have to take care of the roof. You don't have to do any of that stuff. It's really
carefree,
maintenance-free living.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then do they get, is there an advantage if and when they decide they want to move over to the Medford campus?
Oh, they can definitely move over to the Medford campus. Mm-hmm. We've got a couple of different contracts in Lumberton. You can either go in with life care or without.
Mm-hmm.
The opportunity is there to use our wellness center on the main campus if their insurance works with ours.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a wonderful way to coordinate everything,
right,
and still feel like you're not in that age-old home kind of place.
Yeah.
But I would live there in a heartbeat. Oh, my goodness.
And talking about peace of mind is that knowing that you have life care for the rest of your life at Medford Lees, in other words, you don't have to leave the campus, per se, that, to me, is just something that, you know, one day I'll be looking at that as well, too.
Sure.
Just knowing that you don't have to worry. You know, if something happens to you or your loved one, that you will be taken care of with assisted living, skilled nursing, right to hospice.
Right.
And
right.
We have, you know, trained professionals there, physicians, nurses, staff, right there. Mm-hmm. It's 5-star service.
Yeah. Well, you know, I worried about that for a long time, and I think many people do. You know, you try and push it out of your mind, but there's always, you know, what happens if all of a sudden you have a stroke, or you have a heart attack, you know, and you need more than just the doctors. You need this continuing care and the support and physical therapy and all of these other things. And as soon as you make provisions for it, I don't care how you make the provisions, whether or not you buy insurance, whether or not you contract with an at-home service, whether or not you affiliate with organizations like yours, that feeling of, I don't have to worry about this anymore.
Yeah.
It's a complicated thing. Even if you have the insurance to pay for it, who's going to make the decisions about where you go and what you do? And these are all done, you know, right?
And it's important for the family members as well,
exactly,
too.
Exactly, yeah.
You know, so children.
I was going to speak to that because I will now share with you that my mother was a resident at Medford Lease. Oh. And she really didn't want to go.
I remember.
She told us that, you know, she told our... I'm one of seven children, and three of them live at quite a distance. And she implied to them very strongly that those of us close by had forced her to go there, which really wasn't the case. But I'll never forget, after she was there for about 2 years, she said to me, well, you know, this is an anniversary. And I said, what do you mean? And she said, well, I decided I was going to give it 2 years.
Aww.
And I think she thought she was going to move back home, but of course we knew that wasn't going to happen. Mm. But she said, I accept that this was the right decision. But it took her 2 years to accept it. But what it did for us, her children, who were all still working full time, we had the comfort of knowing, A, that she was in a lovely place with a lot of her personal possessions to make her feel at home. There was a medical practice on site so that if she had a complaint, she could take herself there and we didn't have to leave the office and go pick her up and take her to a doctor.
Right.
And there were a couple of other, there was a dentist there and a podiatrist, which is something that elderly people start to need. But it gave us the comfort of knowing that somebody was sort of keeping an eye on her because we couldn't count on her to tell us all the time when things were needed or something went wrong. And in fact, one time she did take a fall in her apartment and my brother from California happened to call her that day. And she said, I fell over her dishwasher door. She had left it open. Mm-hmm. And she said, but don't tell anybody because she didn't want us to know. But she was bruised. And of course, he promised not to. And then later he called my brother who lives close. And so we did go and take her to have x-rays done. But oftentimes the elderly people don't want you to know what's going on because they don't want you to be telling them what to do.
Right. Yeah.
So, Annie, what's your background? You're here, and you're enmeshed in it, and you know, it's a good thing you're not passionate about it. Otherwise. Okay, so what did you do before you came here, and what are you doing now to, you know, make people feel comfortable and help people make the right decisions to do some things?
Oh, boy, a whole life story in about 2 seconds.
Oh, you get 3 seconds.
3 seconds, really quick. I had an entirely different life years ago. I was working for a Fortune 100 company in IT, and then my late husband got sick. So I retired early to take care of him. And after he passed away, IT had sort of passed me by, and I had to reinvent myself. Mm-hmm. So I just happened to fall into this, and I had a wonderful person who trained me along the way, and here we are 16 years later.
And you had the experience of taking care of your husband.
Yes.
And what would that experience have been like had you been in the Medford Lees community?
Oh, boy, my back would be so much better because he was 6'2" and he was pretty heavy to lift.
Yeah.
Thank goodness, you know, I had my son at home to help, but it was a long 9 months. And it would have been a lot easier at Medford Lees.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I can remember looking out the front window and seeing people from the neighborhood raking my front yard because I couldn't get out there to do it. Mm. So it's a lot easier to have that help and to recognize, you know, like Snoopy said, none of us are getting out of this alive. We're all going to be there.
Yeah.
So why not make a plan for it?
And that way you get what you want.
Yes. Right. Or what you think you want at that time.
Exactly.
Yeah, and anytime you get what you want, you're a happier person. So, Phil, how did you get to Medford Lees?
Well, my journey was a little bit different. But my career started in advertising. So my background is marketing, advertising, communications. And most recently, I was working with the Salvation Army of Eastern Pennsylvania and Delaware, doing their advertising, communications, and PR. The opportunity presented itself at Medford Lees, and I believe in the cause and the mission as well. This is a Quaker-driven community. I had the experience through my parents, my mother. Basically, my father was her caretaker for years. And when he passed, I became the caretaker. I had no brothers or sisters. So that comfort level I was looking for my mother, because she needed around-the-clock care, unfortunately. So she lived in the community for about 8-9 years.
Wow.
But I saw the compassion that existed there. And I could rest at night knowing that she was being cared for 24/7, which she needed. And we tried to make it as, you know, personal as possible with her belongings and what have you.
Right.
And would see her often. And she, I think her quality of life definitely improved given that circumstance. And she had the opportunity to socialize as well. And I think that's an important factor that communities such as Medford Lees offers, is the importance of socialization and combating isolation and loneliness.
Oh, yeah.
My mom would have been alone by herself. And we did try. We tried the independent living for a while, and that just didn't work. But she had a great time when she was there. She participated in all the activities that were when she was there. And there was nonstop activities, not just at the community where she resided, but there was cultural events that they went to, speaking engagements, what have you, it was music. My mother played piano all her life, too, so she really enjoyed that. It was a good experience for her from that standpoint. But the benefit overall was that she was being cared for.
Right.
That was so important.
Right. And that's one of the things that with my mother, the reason that we had to ask her to move into Medford Lees was that she needed to stop driving. And I think a lot of people don't realize that if they can't drive, they're a prisoner in their home until somebody can come take them to the doctor or take them to the grocery store. And so that was what prompted us to start this search to get her into one of these facilities.
So let's talk a little bit about what life at Medford Lees is like, okay? and you can break this up any way you want. You can start with the over 55 community, which is kind of separate, but not, right?
Right.
Or to the full service community. But what do people do? You know, how do they get up in the morning, and how do they get them involved, and what happens?
You want to take that, Annie?
Yeah.
I mean, I've been there with Medford Lees for about 7 months now. And I will tell you, they are very active. They're very engaged. They're very involved in the community, everyone. In fact, so much so that I participated in a holiday performance at Medford Lees that I didn't know was going to be part of this. But the
surprise!
You were an elf.
Annie and I were up on stage singing for the residents, and it was like standing room only for this.
And they can't wait for it. I remember.
It's so much fun.
They had such a great time doing it. You know, and what that showed me was the family atmosphere that we have at Medford Lees, which is so unique to from other communities I've seen. It really feels like a family there, and they care for one another. They're, like I said, people are definitely involved with everything that's going on in that community.
I mean, how often is it that a resident in a community has the cell phone number of their doctor you know, text messages them and receives an answer back? It's the way we are. That, I mean, I've worked in other communities in and around the Tri-County area, and, you know, the relationships that we have with our residents, it's like nowhere else.
Right. And it's an active community, too. You know, it's interesting. Pickleball. I didn't know what pickleball was.
Yeah, that's like a big thing now.
Now
pickleball.
It's a big thing, right? I mean, that's. I just learned about that at Medford Lees because they formed their own pickleball group. That's the thing with this community. If you want to do something, you come up with an idea like pickleball, you can go ahead and do it.
Yeah.
And the community supports that. And sure enough, that's very popular right now is pickleball.
I will never forget the first time I drove onto our Lumberton campus I was checking it out in preparation for my interview 8 years ago. And I remember driving through the community and There were people all over the tennis courts. There was a lady in her driveway hosing off her kayak. And my first thought was, oh my goodness, these people walk. And I thought, this is fantastic. Yeah. So definitely an active community. Yeah. Definitely people who are involved in really cool things. I mean, these are people I definitely want to party with.
Yeah, yeah. And one of the things that, to jump in here, that we appreciated for my mom is that she's not somebody that would extend herself to other people.
Mm-hmm.
And within the first few days of being at Medford Lee's, I don't remember who. I think it might have been, I'm not sure if it was a staff member or...
Probably the friendly visitor.
Or a friendly visitor. But they introduced her, or they said, there's a resident here that you might know. I think she lived in the same town that you raised your family in, and I think that you're about the same age. And it turns out that my mother did know this woman, and that, in fact, they had gone to school together. They had never been friends, but they knew each other. And then her oldest daughter was in my sister's class. Her oldest son was in my class. And then, you know, she had six children. We had seven. So there was a kind of a correlation that went up and down. And so my mom said, oh, yeah, I think I do remember her. So they put them together for a meal.
Yeah.
And they didn't become fast friends, but it was a connection. And then, you know, somebody invited her to come and have a sit-down dinner. They had a sort of a Friday night club and a Sunday afternoon club where this group would always sit at the same table. And so that was the other thing that was so gratifying to us, was that these people were drawing my mother out, because otherwise she would have stayed in her apartment.
And it's those friendships and activities that will do that. Mm-hmm. For instance, there are a lot of birders on our Lumberton campus. And we had someone who was on the shy side move in. Mm-hmm. And that birding community just drew this person out of their shell.
Mm-hmm.
It was wonderful.
Yeah.
You know, but as Phil said before, if you don't want to participate in the activities, that's fine.
Yeah.
You know, we have a couple of writers who just want to stay in their homes and write all day, which is fine for them. And then we have people who would prefer to be with other people. And that's okay, too, because what we're all about is, we're not a cookie cutter.
Right.
It's something different for everybody and what they enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, what your favorite meal is may not be what my favorite meal is.
Exactly.
Right.
So it's a little bit of something for everybody, including the ages. I mean, our Lumberton campus starts at 55 and the Medford campus starts at 65. So the ages go all the way up.
Mm-hmm.
And 65 is the new 50, you know.
Yeah,
that's right.
So
let's take this, start at 55. So we have a lot of people who reach this point where all of a sudden this retirement thing looms ahead, and people have difficulty with it because they've been in a job all their lives. They go to work, there's a social environment around it, and then all of a sudden they're thinking, I'm going to stop doing this and I'm going to go from a structured life one day to a totally unstructured life. And part of the decision is, okay, so where am I going to live? Well, I can stay in my own home, I can downsize, I can move in an over 55 community, I can change the state I live in, I can move in with my kids. Yeah, right.
Or near them.
Good luck with that.
Or I can look at a community that's been crafted for people like them, which is what I think you have. Okay. So when is the right time to start looking and doing your homework? Because this... I mean, there are waiting periods to get in these. I mean, these are in demand, right? Mm-hmm. And you can't just make up your mind that one day, okay, it's time for me to move into one of these and I'm there, okay? And when do I start making those decisions, and what's the process I should go through?
Well, I think, you know, it's like anything else. We start planning for our retirement early on in life. You know, I think it's one of these things where, you know, you plan financially. You know, you plan for your retirement thinking that, you know, I need to be able to have enough money to support myself, my wife, loved one, you know, for X number of years. We don't have a crystal ball, obviously, but you want to live comfortably and maintain a certain lifestyle. You mentioned earlier about setting goals, right? So I would think, you know, goals are something that's important too. What type of lifestyle are you seeking? And when should you, you know, plan on that retirement? I mean, like anything else, I think it's important to look at where you are financially, and where you are, where you want to be, you know, going forward. So is that 55 you start at that, 60, 65, or even earlier? It's up to that individual, I think. I think perhaps maybe the earlier the better, to make sure that you have everything lined up and prepared for your retirement. So, but it's each individual is, you know, just to each his own when it comes to that. So it's not a definite answer for you to say, okay, now's the time. Yeah, you know, 55, boom, we start, or 60, we start. When did you start planning? If you don't mind, if I just throw that question back at you, Ray, but in terms of your retirement, when did you start thinking about that? And when did you start planning?
Well, I started thinking about it when I was in my mid-50s, actually. Okay.
Had you been planning financially before that?
Well, financially, yes. Right, okay. So, you know, even saving money. And
sure.
I had a business to sell, and part of selling the business was part of the plan of creating the money that I was going to have to retire on. But the idea of where I wanted to live and what I wanted to do started in my 50s, mm-hmm. and I had a lot of changes. And I think this is what people don't understand. Sandy and I had a bucket list for when we wanted to travel. Mm. Okay. And it was extensive. And it was done within the first 2 years. Okay. And one of the things I found is that every time I took a trip, it opened up two or three more places than I wanted to go. Okay. So I think that people need to think about flux here, that the plan is not going to stay the same. Okay. And I think one of the things that people really need to do early in life is familiarize themselves with this concept that you bring to the table, this life care, the over 55, the whole concept of this kind of a thing. Because I found in my looking around is that although you guys all provide the same level of services, you do it in different ways. The community is different. And which community you're going to fit in needs a little research. So we have the obvious thing, you know, we have the obvious thing is, so where am I going to, do I start in my own house and go through a sequence of this and end up here? Or do I move this up early in life and budget the money that I want to plan? Go ahead.
There are a lot of things that factor into it too. And for if you're living in a home, for instance, let's say if I'm not renting, but I own a home in suburbia, for instance, that time period of actually selling the home, right, transitioning from that home and right sizing to a community like Medford Lees takes some time, takes some preparation.
Mm-hmm.
Going back to my anecdotally speaking, my parents, when I was dealing with my parents and their move, they lived in New Jersey at the time. And it was in their late 60s that we started having conversations. I was living out in Pennsylvania at the time. I said, you know, probably a good idea to start thinking about this. The home's becoming a little bit too much to manage,
mm-hmm.
and perhaps we look at a 55 plus at that point. And my dad was around 69. Well, it took a solid year of convincing my father that this is something worth doing.
Yeah.
And then took a good solid year to really kind of look around and scope out the different opportunities out there. But we did. They moved into a nice 55 plus community and stayed there for about 6 years or so. So I think kind of mapping out that plan, and my dad was, you know, financially aware of where he was and what he wanted to achieve. They weren't doing a lot of traveling, so they factored that into it. But obviously, if you want to have a certain lifestyle, you have to budget that out as well, too. Traveling is expensive, obviously. So these are the things you want to look into and just try to map that out. So for them, it was like late 60s or so. That was the time to really start getting serious about it.
Mm-hmm.
And they made the move in their early 70s.
Mm-hmm.
And it worked out perfectly for them. And again, my father wasn't thinking about that. It was a whole different lifestyle they never even thought about. Once they got settled into it, it was beautiful. The community center, the people they were able to engage and connect with, it was a great lifestyle for them.
And this is one of our goals, is to try and get people to think early enough about this, because there are things you have to think about. Okay, and I'm getting a signal to take a break, but I'm going to ignore that for a moment here. Okay, just because I think this isn't an automatic entry into a community like this. You can't go into it if you're already sick and you already need life care. Am I wrong?
You are not wrong. That is correct.
Right. So you can't wait until something happens. Right. And if you are going to wait until something happens, then you're going to take what you can get,
right,
as opposed to getting what you want. There's a lot to think about two spouses in here. you know, what if one gets sick? What's the life that the other one has to go through? And comment a little bit about, well, we'll take our break and then you can come back and comment a little bit about what happens with two spouses in here and how does their life go on if one needs care and the other one doesn't? So time for your break. Casey,
yes.
You're on.
This is Changing the Rules. Stay tuned to learn more about the Friends Connection and how you can be a part of this valuable life experience.
Okay, let's kind of close up here, but
that was a long break. I was able to run down the hall. I had some coffee, had a donut, came back. Pretty good.
Well, you know, it's interesting when when you do these podcasts, you have to remind people what they're listening
that's
to,
right. Okay?
So we don't get off on a track. And that's our sneaky way of doing that.
Okay.
Okay. What happens with the second spouse if one needs care and the other one doesn't?
I'm going to leave that up to the spouses because, again, it's not our rules being crammed down your throat. Mm-hmm. It's how do you want your marriage to be? Some spouses don't want to be apart from each other, so they will transition from independent living to assisted living together. Other people realize that they may need a break from each other, especially if you're dealing with someone who has a cognitive issue. So they may go there, you know, one person to assisted living, one person stays in independent living. It's really up to the individual.
And that's still on campus, too. So mm-hmm.
All on campus.
Right.
Yeah.
So all these options are there.
Yes.
Okay. So what we want to encourage our listeners to do is get out there early and start looking around.
Investigate. Mm-hmm.
Investigate. Kind of get a sense of what you want. You know, the lifestyle is all different. The apartment choices or the you've got apartment choices, you've got villas, you've got townhouses, you've got all kinds of different things that you can look at. And what do you want? And when do you want to integrate this into your life? And work with your financial advisor to look at what the costs are going to be, because there are costs involved, and figure out how that integrates into life care for the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. The whole point is that there are really good options here. But if you don't know what's out there, you can't make the right decisions. And you guys are welcome to meet with people early in the game and get them into your community. I still get invitations from lunch for you guys. And I'm going to take advantage of more and more. You know, food's getting expensive.
There you go.
Yeah, okay. And somehow I ended up on your list because I got an invitation recently for the first time.
Well, it's time for you to log.
Yeah.
You know, what do
welcome
you
welcome to our next event, which is a downsizing event.
Okay, take 2 minutes and get a commercial in from Edward Leach. And then what we're going to do is on our webcast, we're going to put your website and how you contact you so that when people listen to this, they can drop down in the notes section and get all your contact data.
Well, first, I want to thank you very much for the opportunity to come on the show. This is great. And this is a beautiful studio you have here, too, by the way. So this is a really lovely experience. I think for people who are thinking about retirement, senior living, active senior living, and peace of mind for continuing care, Medford Leeds is a wonderful community that offers all of that and so much more. You have the ability at Medford Leeds to have, as I said before, nature on your doorstep. If you're interested in outdoor activities, we have that. If you're interested in a beautiful arboretum, you're living right in the middle of an arboretum. Interested in birding and kayaking and hiking, walking, bicycling, pickleball, it's there too. But best of all is that you have the socialization from a community that cares about you. The compassion that exists in Medford Leeds is apparent throughout all of our departments. It's a Quaker-driven community, so it's very very inclusive. Equality and simplicity is part of the Quaker experience as well, too. But we welcome everyone at Medford Leeds. So it's I can speak personally from my experience at Medford Leeds. It's a beautiful community from the standpoint not only of the aspect of nature and everything that it offers from amenities, and the apartments are spectacular. You know, that's one of the things that I have to say, that when we talked about, you know, the dining halls and what have, we have all those amenities and, you know, fitness centers and swimming pools and all that. But the apartments themselves, the homes themselves are just spectacular. And mm-hmm. you have such a variety at Medford Leeds to choose from. So that's one of the nice aspects that we can offer is all that plus peace of mind. And if something does happen to you, God forbid, And you require that type of level of care. We have that there. And from skilled nursing, personal care, right to hospice, unfortunately, by that, we need that there too. So I would ask you to, you know, check out our website, go to medfordlees.org, learn a little bit more about that. Feel free to contact us in the marketing department. Annie and our team, a wonderful team that we have here, would be more than happy to explain everything that we have to offer at Medford Lees. Invite you to a tour if you'd like to see the campus firsthand. And certainly, you know, come down and check us out. And come down to our downsizing event in what's the date?
March 10th.
March 10th. Yeah. How could I forget that? But you know, one of the things we try to do at that event is actually, you know, just go through the steps of what we call downsizing or right sizing, making that transition from your home to an apartment, such as the apartments that we offer at Medford Lees. And we connect you with certain people in the industry that can help with that whole process in terms of moving and basically, you know, moving yourself and trying to figure out the steps that are necessary, because sometimes it does seem overwhelming. I just went through a move a few months back, and yes, it is very overwhelming. When you get done with it, you say, I'm never going to do that again. Mm-hmm. Of course, I'll do it again probably about five more times. But, you know, it is an overwhelming step, and we try to, like, answer those type of questions that you may have and put you connect you with the people that can help as well, too. So it's just something to think about. But so, please visit MedfordLees.org and learn more about us.
So as Phil said, you know, definitely our Quaker values, the Arboretum, all of our activities, things that you can research ahead of time, find out. You want to definitely check into any community that you're looking at, their financial status. There are places that you can research, and then you take a tour. And then peel off another layer of that onion and go for an overnight stay. Find out what the culture of the community is, because a lot of communities will have the same activities. A lot of communities may look the same, but you really need to stay there, have a good experience, talk to residents when you don't have any sales staff around. Just really find out why people chose that community. But it really boils down to what's going to be right for you.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like those college visits.
I was just going to say that.
Yes. It really
is. It's like
is.
A senior college tour.
It is like
tour.
That. Yes.
Senior
yes.
college
and
tour.
And do it early. Yeah. So we're going to try and twist Phil and Annie's arm and get them to be at our Friends Connection. I don't know if we'll be successful or not. But we have our Friends Connection conference coming up. This is our second one. Yep. And Chris, tell us what to expect.
Sure. Yeah, we started it last year. That was our premier one that we did at Center City, Philadelphia. And this year, we're going to be going to the Marriott in Old City, right near all the historical things going on down there. It should be very exciting. In fact, they recently renovated that Marriott, and it's stunning. It's absolutely beautiful. But it's April 17th, Friday, April 17th, all day long. We have a breakfast, lunch, cocktail hour. But we're going to address this issue as one of our things that we're offering. Friends Connection, I like to call that kind of an informal more socially oriented TED's Talk. We bring in interesting and pertinent subjects and have people talk about them. And one of them that we'll be bringing in, as Phil has noted, we're going to have several options of what do you do next. In fact, the name of our Friends Connection is called What's Your Game Plan?
Yeah.
And it's true. You really have to plan.
That's
and,
a good name.
And we find that the people that attend contribute too, because many of them are somewhere in the process
in
of
the middle,
looking
right?
at these kinds of things. And in addition to where we're going to live, we're going to look at concierge medicine a little bit. You know, should we be looking
it's
at this?
That's
and we're going to be talking about travel, and we got some really interesting travel stuff that will blow your mind. And last but not least, we're going to talk a little bit about what's the legacy you want to leave. Is it going to be money to your kids? Is it going to be something to your community? Annie's shaking her head. Okay.
It could be memories.
And yeah,
memories.
That's what it'll be. It'll be the memories of playing games at the kitchen table with my grandkids.
So join us, and thanks, Phil and Annie, for being here. We enjoyed it, and I learned a lot. And hopefully people listening to this podcast will learn a little bit more and start early.
Exactly.
Right.
Don't wait.
Don't wait.
You know, you can get a free lunch here out of the day.
Thanks, Ray.
Give us a call. Thank you.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. We'll be back in 2 weeks with another exciting story and guest or guests. And we'll have this posted so that you can have your friends listen to it, too, because this is really important
stuff.
Yeah,
and go break some rules.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to Changing the Rules, a podcast designed to help you live your life the way you want and give you what you need to make it happen. Join us in 2 weeks for our next exciting topic on Changing the Rules with Casey Dempster and Ray Lowe, the luckiest guy in the world.